As I allude to in the introduction to the question, this particular matter really relates to an employment law issue, not so much an immigration issue, because there are contractual commitments that sit between you and your employer that you have a responsibility to meet, subject to the terms of those of that contract, and specifically in relation to arrangements for notice. And even though your employment visa is due to expire, say, in the middle of your notice period, the contractual obligation really will sit with you, I suspect, if your employer tells you that you have to go through the process of extending your employment visa in order to be in a position to complete your obligations under your employment contract in relation to finalising the work under your notice period. That is, it's unlikely that you'll be allowed to have the fact of your employment visa expire obviate or release you from your responsibilities under employment law to do what they are expecting of you under your employment contract. So in that regard, whilst you could, in a sense, refuse to go down to the immigration department and actually physically process the application or indeed sign the application forms, which would inhibit the employment visa extension application from proceeding to a satisfactory conclusion and therefore precluding you from legally carrying out your work in Hong Kong, I suspect that recalcitrance on your part could be deemed to be a breach of your employment contract terms in relation to the notice period that that sits between the two of you. But again, you'd need to take proper advice from an employment lawyer in that respect, because, as I say, I'm an immigration guy. But in terms of how the employment visa extension exercise will be experienced, even though you've only got a few short weeks left under your existing contract and your employment visa is going to expire effectively before your final notice period can be served out, then the documents that go to the Immigration Department will include a letter of confirmation from your employer as to the remaining length of your employment. And if, for example, you've got 3 or 4 weeks left to finish your responsibilities under the notice period, then that representation in the letter from the employer will put the Immigration Department on notice that you're due an extension just for the few short weeks that you need in order to finish out your notice period. So you wouldn't get a 1 or 2 year extension, you get a few weeks extension, possibly just for the life of the time remaining on your employment contract and a couple of weeks afterwards to allow you to finalise your affairs. Something along those lines, and that's how that would play out. Okay, I suspect it's probably not what you wish to hear from me, but I hope you found it helpful nonetheless. Oh, and just as a quick postscript, it occurs to me that I didn't actually address the issue of your wife's immigration status as all of this plays itself out. Well, in fact, once your application for your extension to your employment visa for the few short weeks has been completed, your wife's application for the dependent visa will also be completed, because you'd submit it together at the same time, and her immigration status would mirror yours exactly from a limit of stay perspective. So if the Immigration Department, say, gave you a 2-month extension to your employment visa, your wife would also get a 2-month extension to her dependent visa, and as I say, you submit the applications at the same time, and it will all get processed together, and you'll end up with the same limit of stay to allow you both to complete your time in Hong Kong.